The most wanted man in Southeast Asia is in U.S. custody. Ridwan Isamuddin Bedr, known as Hambali, is believed to be behind the bombings in Bali last October that killed more than 200 people. He also is believed to be one of the chief operatives of the Southeast Asian terror group Jemaah Islamiyah and a man with close ties to Al-Qaeda. NPR's South Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan has been following Jemaah Islamiyah and Al-Qaeda in the region and has this report.
Jemaah Islamiyah's goal is the creation of a pan-Islamic state in Southeast Asia, encompassing Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and parts of Thailand. Jemaah Islamiyah is thought to be responsible for last week's bombing of the Marriott Hotel in Jakarta. The man widely believed to be the group's spiritual head, Indonesian cleric Abu Bakar Bashir, is now on trial in Indonesia for his alleged role in a series of bombings in the year 2000. But the arrest of Hambali, analysts say, is the most significant development yet in the war against terror in the region.
This is a serious setback for them. He is not a simple bomb maker who can be easily trained and replaced.
Zachary Abuza is the author of Militant Islam in Southeast Asia. He says Hambali was not only the operational chief of Jemaah Islamiyah, but also served as Al-Qaeda's point man in the region.
Hambali recruited, he sent people off to Afghanistan and the southern Philippines for training, and he did a lot of back office work for Al-Qaeda. The other thing they did was they also ran a number of important meetings for Al-Qaeda.
The most important of these meetings, Abuza says, was in January 2000 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
In attendance at that meeting were two of the September 11th hijackers, but also the plotters of the attack against the USS Cole, Taufik bin Attash. Other people in attendance were Ramzi bin Al-Shaib and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Authorities say Hambali also planned a series of attacks against U.S. and other Western embassies in Singapore in December 2001, a plot that was foiled by Singaporean authorities. In early 2002, he called Jemaah Islamiyah operatives to Thailand. Their authorities say he outlined a strategy to attack so-called soft targets in the region, frequented by Westerners. This led to the Bali bombings in October 2002, which claimed more than 200 lives, the largest single terrorist attack worldwide since 9/11. While some governments are hoping Hambali's arrest will help prevent future attacks, some analysts aren't convinced.
I would be very surprised if the arrest of Hambali incapacitated Jemaah Islamiyah more generally.
Sydney Jones is Indonesia Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
Indeed, one of the short-term effects may be to increase the determination of Jemaah Islamiyah to show that it's still a functioning organization. It also may be to take retaliatory action against targets that are seen as having some connection with the United States because of the United States' involvement in Hambali's arrest. This is still a dangerous organization. It's still got lots of members. It's still got lots of people in an operational leadership position. Hambali wasn't indispensable.
Meanwhile, a verdict is expected soon in the trial of Jemaah Islamiyah's alleged spiritual head, Abu Bakar Bashir. A guilty verdict will only increase the likelihood of retaliatory strikes by Jemaah Islamiyah. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.